Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, you know, I've been leading industry publications for years, and we're going to have cameras by law in all of our cars watching us. And then our homes, that's the official announcements. Cameras, spies in millions of cars to trap toll cheats. Ah! And, of course, my friends, it is September 20th, 2005. That's September 20th, 2005. And we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We're going to have wide open phone calls. British SAS have been caught taking shots at Iraqi policemen and attempting to plant bombs. Now, we've known it's the U.S. and British government carrying out many of the bombings. You ask why? If we fail in Iraq, the military-industrial complex makes more money. They'd have turned the lights on and got the water on and put a government in a month, which they could have done. There wouldn't be any cash. They've said we'll be there for another 10 years. And to do that, our government has to kill American soldiers. Now, also, they will bomb some of the Muslim groups to get them fighting with the other ones. From the evidence I've seen, about 80% of it is the Arabs killing each other and killing the troops. But the main fire-starting or triggering events, we have massive links on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com on this, and over and over again they catch them with the bombs and shooting people and Israeli soldiers, Israeli private mercs shooting our Marines and killing others, and it'll continue, and you'll worship them. You'll worship them. I support the troops, and that means I support our troops killing our troops. I just support them. Okay, if your son or daughter's killed by British SAS Special Air Services, okay. All right, fine, support them. Maybe put a sticker on your car. I support the SAS killing our troops to keep the war going. All right, okay, you've been right all along. I'll just shut up. And here's another article. Cameras spy in millions of cars to trap toll cheats. That's the London Times, and it's coming here too. So hope you enjoy it. Also, Hurricane Rita lashes Florida Keys and is barreling towards good old Tejas, good old Texas. The Texians are bracing for it. And it's supposedly going to make landfall Saturday, but they have no idea where this thing's going. I mean, in the past they were wrong about tracking, and now they seem to be right on target. It's as if they're steering them, but we hope it doesn't hit New Orleans, because if it does hit New Orleans, that could be muy grande bad. And so we will be tracking that as it develops, but right now, because it's turned away from some of the vital oil fields that have not been destroyed off the coast of Louisiana and Mississippi, the crude oil has declined as track of tropical storm Rita moves south. Oh, and look, this is old news. It's mainstream news that Tony Blair does Aztec rituals, and he also worships and channels the light, and that entity is known by others as Beelzebub, the devil, the goat of Menendez, not a very friendly fellow. Here is the London Independent, witchcraft and nail clippings, the weird world of Mrs. Blair. But then it goes on to say Mr. Blair is wearing his juju bag around his neck to get the hoodoo going. Again, the entire leadership of the Western world are blood-drinking Satanists, ladies and gentlemen. And I know it's hard for you to imagine that, but I assure you it is the case. Blood-drinking. They're on TV saying we all need microchips, folks, okay? I know that what I just said, it sounds crazy when I say they're going to put cameras in your cars, but you can read about it. It sounds crazy when I say they're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines, but you can go read about it. This is really, really happening. I wish it wasn't. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. There's so much news, you're not going to believe it. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, it's mainstream news again. Even more details. Where Tony Blair, in memos, talks about how invigorating it is. The first blooding in Iraq, feeling the power, watching the TV screens and getting the reports of British troops pounding the enemy, the raw pleasure he was deriving from it. Oh, the spirits really appreciate. They reward blood. And then there's a London Independent article, and then we have articles where he goes to the old Aztec and Mayan cenotes and does rebirthing rituals where the spirit enters him. Then they have druid shaman in and out of 10 Downing Street doing these different channeling the light, and he channels the spirit of the light. The light bearer enters into him that illumines him. Oh, Lucifer, so Christian and conservative. And he wears a little hoodoo bag around his neck, a little voodoo baglet, and his wife has the circle. Stay in the circle, honey. Don't let them get you. I mean, just blatant black magic. Just all in the newspaper. Oh, and the Bishop of Canterbury, he's a druid lord, and he's on TV with a sword out of Canterbury, bringing in the entities, bringing in the four elements. Come hither. And it's just, how wonderful. Our Christian leaders are druidic lords. Just out in the open, flaunting it. oh, but Bohemian Grove is just fun, or it doesn't exist. I'm a liar. I should never talk about it, the Christian talk show hosts say. Never mind all the mainstream news reports of the gay porn stars being shipped in by the busload, being offloaded from the pleasure jets as they land at Santa Rosa to be taken 15 miles out to the woods where the Christian leaders gobble them up. Oh, so Christian. I mean, it just makes your head spin. So that's some of the news we have here today. I say we turn all our guns into the government, and they're going to take good care of us. I say we worship the government, and everything will be okay. Never mind that Senator Biden was up there, you know, during the confirmation hearings of Roberts for the Supreme Court going, well, you know, enforced implantable chipping of the public is going to be the big issue. You will rule on that very soon. How are you going to rule on it? They're openly having discussions of your forced implantation. And, you know, I just keep pointing out all these signposts. Oh, we're getting rid of posse comitatus, which is literal martial law. It'll keep you safe. It'll be on every street corner. I was in KLBJ FM this morning. I didn't make it yesterday. I just screwed up, didn't have it in my book, so I missed it. But I went into, it's like the number one morning talk show around here. And I went in there today. They were gracious enough to have me on today. And, you know, a couple years ago, I'd go on that show and they'd laugh at me. But now they dutifully type in everything I claim into Google and find the mainstream news articles. And then they just couldn't believe it. They're like, why don't we hear about this? Well, because if it's something the globalists want you to hear, that mainstream news article isn't just in a newspaper. It is then on the nightly news, and everybody hears about it. 90% of the public only get their news from that if they even watch news. And I'd go, you know, a lot of the cosmetics we're using have melted down, murdered political dissidents. They typed it in. There it was. I said, mobile execution vans. They found photos I had never seen of little kids lined up to be murdered with the machine guns to the backs of their heads. Oh, yeah, just type in, what did Dale Dudley type in? He typed in China execution. And they were like almost crying during the breaks. They're going, no wonder you're freaking out. And, you know, I'd say Henry Kissinger wants to kill you. He says we must sterilize or kill half the women. Type it in. There's the official government, State Department website, official document. We need to kill the people. You know, just see, they want to kill us. See, you know, here, let's type this in. I just sat there for an hour and a half during the breaks as well, just horror after horror. And, again, I wish this wasn't true. I wish that they didn't drink big goblets of blood. I wish they didn't, you know, can you imagine all these old men all over these gay porn stars and slathering? It's just like a bunch of snakes and then prancing around talking about how they're Christian and all these stupid people going, they're of the Lord, how dare you talk that about them. I mean, just the mass denial. But see, this evil has to come out in the open. It's God's plan. We have to be able to see it. We have to be able to witness it. We have to be able to look at it. The vampire asked permission, folks. In lore, this is an analogy. I don't believe in vampires, folks. You know, the classical type you think of. But there are psychopaths who think they're vampires. You hear about them getting convicted all the time. But the vampire has to trick you to be let in. He has to tell you the truth of what he's going to do to you in some riddle, and then convince you to let him in. See, it's an analogy of the soul. And so they're announcing it to you. We're going to melt you down. We're going to take your organs. I hear neocons going, we ought to take these prisoners' organs. That's one of their talking points. Or genetic engineering's good. It's all good. There's no problem with it. It could kill the entire planet any time, by the way. Just everything. It's all off the charts now. It's all off the charts. The level of craziness. And again, we get that connection with the New World Order druids, their Germanic death cult leaders, and then they're the Nazis, and then they've teamed up with a small sect of Zionist Kabbalists who were into black magic they learned in Babylon, and even before that in Egypt. And then they've all merged, and they just love the Aztecs, the king Nazis of the Latin Americans, of the Mesoamericans, obviously, before Latin America. And, you know, they're there every couple times a year. They secretly go down to the bottom of the pyramid and flop around and have the spirits enter them. I mean, this is what they do. This is where they go. This is what Bush Sr. does. I remember the day of Y2K, the rollover, 1 year from the 21st century. It wasn't really the 21st century, but, again, the joke's on us. They had the 21st century rollover, the second millennium start. the third millennium start, excuse me, at the beginning of the march towards it, on the wrong year. It was really 2001, folks, but again, don't confuse people. And I turn on PBS, and there's giant fire shooting up and giant devils marching on huge big screens. And I finally found that tape. A listener actually brought it to me. I saw it live, never taped it. It was actually brought to me, thrown in the back of my truck, now a giant pile of tapes. I just remembered I have that. I got to get that on TV. And there's giant movie screens and fire shooting out of giant pits they dug, and there are all the world leaders going, oh, anti-beast, come forward, Lucifer, energize us, energize us. There's Bush Sr., oh, it's no big deal, energizes Lucifer. And then they went through dozens of names of Lucifer in different tongues, and no big deal. Again, I'm extreme. I shouldn't report on it. You know, George Bush Sr. there with him calling forth Lucifer is really no big deal. And so the Blairs go into the bottom of Aztec temples and flop around naked, asking spirits to enter them. So what? So that happens. Big deal. I mean, that's Christian. So they're in the circle doing black magic. This is in the mainstream news today. I mean, if you don't worship Satan, folks, you're not a Christian. I mean, I've begun to realize, see, I am evil, folks. I love Jesus Christ, so I must not be a good Christian. Again, I'm being sarcastic here. This is how sick it's gotten. It's like I go out and protest against racism and groups openly calling for killing all white males above the age of 16 and calling for killing whites and Jews and blacks. And I am attacked as racist. And I am against devil worshippers, so I am a devil worshipper. And I am against gun control, so I'm a liberal. And I'm against open borders, so I'm a liberal. And I'm against the war, so I'm a liberal. And I guess in that case, you know, the liberals are right, so I guess they could call me a liberal. But these labels mean nothing. And again, I have all this news to cover, and I'm already ranting because it's driving me totally bonkers. I mean, here's the article today. Cameras, spies, and millions of cars to trap toll cheats. And by law in England, you'll have your little camera fitted. And if you want to use the toll systems, and all the major roads are going to be tolls, it's already started. They almost passed the law here in Texas with a transponder, which is the same thing as a camera. They track you with the outside cameras with those. But this one, they were going to charge you $1.34 a mile on the busiest routes. £1.34 is just at $2. That's about exactly $2 a mile, and you're going to have a camera in your car that makes sure that you pay the toll, watching you and another one watching other cars. So, and that's the plan they're going to try to have here. And I predict if you don't go to the Capitol and you don't get involved here in Texas, we're going to have this within 2 years, and we're going to have a transponder in all your inspection stickers, and they'll start charging you within 2 years as well. We just barely beat that this year. But, of course, you just go ahead and deny it's true, and then they'll put the transponder on your car, and you can pay it. All righty, then. For absolutely no reason. They have plenty of money. And, again, the good news is, it looks they're saying now Hurricane Rita will not hit Louisiana, they hope. It's now going over the Florida Keys, and it's turned into a hurricane about 5 hours ago. And it's going like at 90 miles an hour, Category 1. And it's not going to hit the main areas of oil extraction and piping into the refineries in the Gulf region, devastated by Hurricane Katrina. And so that's developing there. It looks like it's going to smash into Galveston. But, again, they're rarely right about this in the past. Lately, they've been spot on, as if they're steering them. But, oh, they're not doing that, I'm sure. Texas Civil Rights Review attacks Alex Jones, defends plan of San Diego, a new development on the nightmare La Reconquista that I was witness to over the weekend and the ensuing yellow journalism. So we'll go over this article, and thanks to Steve Watson for defending me with the facts. And then I wanted to point out the evil Minutemen, that most of the groups are headed up by Hispanics, and they have a nice little thing here on the website about what it's all about to be an American. 500 Hispanics becoming citizens at a swearing-in. Swearing-in is the proper term that they're swearing to the Constitution. And, again, the Basra Bazaar SAS commandos arrested and sprung. It's like the Israelis have been caught shooting Marines and released. Well, it's the same thing here with the good old Special Air Services, Her Majesty's Terrorist Network.
You can live for weeks without food and days without water. But without oxygen, you would be dead in minutes. But there's more to oxygen than just breathing. Two-time Nobel Prize winner Otto Warburg stated, where cells get enough oxygen, cancer will not, cannot occur. Atmospheric oxygen levels commonly dip as low as 10% in indoor and urban environments. Is it then any wonder we have so much chronic disease in today's world? We all need the unmedical miracle, oxygen. This book will teach you simple, inexpensive ways to increase your body's oxygen level without negative side effects. This is especially important for smokers, those with respiratory disorders, athletes, and health-conscious persons. Order the Unmedical Miracle Oxygen book for yourself today in pages $14.95. We now ship free of charge to any U.S. or Canadian address. Get the Unmedical Miracle Oxygen book with free shipping by calling 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416. To learn more and order securely online by clicking the Oxygen banner at GCNLive.com.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burn, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com, and for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
That's what David Rockefeller thinks. He thinks their evil is going to take over. He thinks they're going to win. They're not, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Your calls are coming up in the next segment. Immediately upon entering that segment, I've really got to stop ranting in that first segment. That second segment. It's just that there's just so much. It's so crazy. It's so overt now. How could anybody deny the craziness of what's happening. By the way, Paul Watson will join us to talk about the Blairs and their satanic activities. Coming up in the next hour also, what's even more important, the British SAS. Clearly, this is just one more example of this caught carrying out, being involved in attacks, shooting at police, bombing things over in Iraq. And people ask, why is this happening? Again, do the military contractors, do the companies, do the banks make more money if we're there a year and the place gets fixed up and we leave? Or they make more money if everything falls apart and we got to pump more troops in and stay there forever? I'm going to ask you a question. Do the companies, I'm talking to the neocons, I know our listeners know the answer to this. I'm not being a arrogant person. I'm not trying to be condescending or a prima donna. I mean, there are really people who do not get this. I'm asking neocons driving along right now. Do the corporations, who you admit are there to make money, right? Right? Where do they make their money? From the government, these defense contractors. Do they make more money if we're there a year or if we're there 10 years? Now, I'm going to ask you that question again. Do they make more money if they're there a year or if they're there 10 years? Or, as Dick Cheney says, a lifetime? Well, the answer clearly is they make more money in Vietnam by not winning in 6 weeks as they could easily and being there 10 years. They make more money being in Iraq for the last 14 years than they make being there for just a few weeks. That's why they didn't go take Saddam out. By the way, and again, the whole thing's a fraud. They told him, yeah, go ahead and invade Kuwait. Yeah, we don't get involved in inter-Arab affairs. We have a defense treaty with you, not with Kuwait. You know that you're our ally in the Iran-Iraq war. U.S. Ambassador April Gillespie was saying that stuff on camera. Can you imagine what she was saying 6 days before the invasion of Kuwait behind closed doors? Oh, yeah, you're our buddy. Oh, we trained you as a young 18-year-old as a CIA assassin. You bet, Buster. You go get him again, buddy. They're all laughing and smiling and shaking hands. And he does what he thought he was ordered to do. Horrible creature. But, I mean, who's bad? The street thug or the capo that controls him, or the don that controls that capo that controls that street thug? I mean, you know, you say, well, Saddam's a threat. He's got WMDers, and he was going to invade, and he attacked innocent Kuwait, and he nerve-gassed them Iranians. But at the same time, you don't even have it in the context of history. And then I can corner a neocon, and they go, well, yeah, that's true. Actually, I did read that. Yeah, that's admitted. Well, that's true, too. Just, Alex, I just support Bush. I support the troops. What is it you don't understand about that? Well, how is keeping them there 10 years? And by the way, our troops have been there in the region, fighting, bombing, committing genocide against the Iraqis now for 14 years. 14 plus. It was actually 13 on the eve of Gulf War II. So now it's been 2 1/4. 13, 14. Oh, 15 plus. I'm sorry. But, you know, our troops have been there 2 1/4 years on the ground, big time. And they're dead and dying. It's getting worse every day. The profits are just exploding. And you just can't figure that out.
Well, I don't mind if defense contractors make a little money. Hell, I work for a defense contractor.
What I'm saying is, though, they won't let, quote, us win because they make more money if we lose. Now, can you compute that? Can you compute how unpatriotic that is from your position of we're over there giving them freedom? Do you understand that? What, an average of 6 U.S. troops dying a day every day? That's not patriotic. Do you compute that? Come on. You're not stupid. You're willfully in denial. You're willfully in denial. If FEMA screws up, they get more funds. If they do a good job, they don't. If the schools dumb you down, they get more funds. Their own handbooks say dumb them down. See, you got to get your head around that, then everything will make sense. Don't believe me? Just go read the government's own admissions. Again, they don't think you're going to read scholarly think tank documents. Well, you are starting to read them, thank God. And people are starting to wake up. I mean, this is not my opinion. You understand this is not my opinion? Dick Cheney has said this in stuff he published.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Did you know that he also forced the adoption of the Bill of Rights as a part of the Constitution of 1787 to guarantee your unalienable or unchangeable rights of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom to own a gun to protect our nation from tyranny? There is now an assault upon the unalienable, unchangeable rights to deprive you of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. The call is free. Our operators are standing by to take your order for a year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business in the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Israelis, who also their own little defense contractor companies, have been caught, 5 separate times, one case arrested by Marines, shooting at Marines dressed as Arabs. And it's private Israeli contractors, and they pull up, and they pull the Arab outfits off, and it's Israeli Billy Bad Butts. And same thing. Well, now they've caught British SAS, who I predicted, I remember about 6 months ago, was probably buying a lot of the Bosra stuff. That's their sector, and that's their specialty. The Brits, I mean, they've been doing this for a long time. It's one of their favorites. They just love it. The Brits are very slick. The MI6 is very evil, folks. People think Mossad is the slickest or the most evil, or the CIA is, and I'm just sorry. I mean, they wrote the book on it, folks. The OSS was founded, and our model is founded of the merger of MI6, MI5, and Gestapo. And then that merger after World War II of that model, I mean, I've had former KGB bosses on, and they'll admit that, no, the most deadly is MI6. I agree with you. Because, I mean, it's just the facts. All right. And that's what, I mean, these guys, I don't know how they live with themselves. I mean, just killing our troops, killing British troops, taking pot shots at Marines, and it's just, they're scum. But see, in their weird system, I said I'd go right to your calls. Paul Watson's coming on to talk about that, And then we're going to get into the headline, The Blairs Involved in Witchcraft. And no, it's not an editorial. It's the highly respected London Independent. Because it's public. And Blair talked about being bloodied. Oh, the blood. Oh, the being bloodied. Ooh. Oh, the blood. Oh. I love the Aztec rituals. Oh. Oh, Lucifer. Oh, Lucifer. Oh, Lucifer, I feel the power, your power seething in my hands. Albert Pike, come to me. But then, the Masons tell you Albert Pike was nice. He was nice. Is it any surprise the Aztecs, the neo-Aztec fascists, and the Nazis are teamed up? Let's go ahead and go to your calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in New Mexico. Mark, you're on the air.
Hi there, Alex.
Welcome.
I'm on a cell phone. But
that's okay. You're doing great. Welcome.
Good. I'm from Austin, but I just happened to be on the road. And I was in a restaurant last night, and they had one of those two football games on, and old man Bush was in the booth and talking about how they're spending the money, you know, how they're going to audit, and you know, everything's perfect.
Oh, and Bill Clinton and Bush Sr., totally trustworthy.
Well, yeah. How many ventures have they been in? You know, this is... At least two.
Well, I mean, so they're the most famous SNL thieves. The entire family are fraud specialists. So what? I mean, then we can trust them with $200 bill.
Oh, yeah. But here's the thing. Right at the very end, for some unknown reason, he added his 1,000 points of light comment. And I'm like, in this restaurant, looking at everybody, and maybe they hear it, maybe they don't, but they're not aware of anything about what that is.
And Aleister Crowley talked about it. Adolf Hitler talked about it. It is the deepest, darkest, most satanic thing you can basically say. And yeah, he'll just add 1,000 points of lights at the end, but it's for the children, sir.
But
they have to... Oh, look, the devil is a counterfeit of Christ, okay? So we are told to openly praise our God to get to bring forth the power and to be empowered. They have to do that, too. So they have to, this is on purpose. They have to admit they're Satanist and do it in plain view to get the full power.
Absolutely, yeah.
So somebody, tell me what else. He was telling us how he was going to take good care of all the cash for us.
Oh, sure, they're going to have audits, and then soon here on the website you'll be able to see where your money's gone and all that stuff. I guess they'll just manufacture some story and put that on the website.
Well,
right?
Maybe they'll hire Arthur Anderson. Like Secretary of the Army White, when he was before that running Enron, he was up there leading the California legislators through going, look at our computer system, see it trading in lifetime. There was no trading. They just made up the numbers, and people bet money on it and lost their fortunes and gained fortunes every day, and it was all fake. It was all staged. It was just fake computer screens. But look, let's just trust them, okay? Why don't you trust your government, sir?
Well, some of them, but, it's
Look, just drink some blood, okay? Why don't you start drinking blood? Then you could be on the 700 Club.
No, but I was wondering if anybody had a recording of it. You know, they might.
Game was this? What game was he nesting?
He was in the New Orleans Saints Giants game on ABC, I believe, at the moment, and he was in the booth about halftime.
Well, how gracious of him!
Yeah, it was pretty nice. Yeah,
they care so much. They're going to be down there taking care of all that money for us.
Yeah, right. So, when is your, by the way, I'm going to be in town there in a few days. When is your showing of the movie?
You know, I really haven't been plugging this. We've re-edited Martial Law. I played that last time at the 6 sellouts at the Alamo Drafthouse, and they wanted to have more, and I just stopped because I'm too busy. And they're great folks, and so they said, well, please have some more, Alex. So we're going to have two more. And really, I think that's it. I'm too busy making films and fighting the globalists right now to do many more of these. But I've never shown Dark Secrets inside Bohemian Grove on the big screen. We have remastered it, added more, cut some of the boring stuff out. We've added 25 minutes of all the latest developments in the occult. We're still adding right now. We're working on this right now. And then that'll be burned to a new DVD we're going to be offering for, by Christmas. It's going to go to DVD, a mastering, right after we show it. At the Alamo Drafthouse downtown on the 9th, and so you'll be able to see it there first. It's going to be shown there, then it'll go up for PrisonPlanet.tv members, and then we're going to have the DVD out about 3 weeks later, the new release of Dark Secrets. By the way, if you want the old version, you're not going to be able to get it anymore in a few months. So if people want the two-hour version of it, because we've cut it down to an hour and 45 minutes, the old version, and we're adding 25 minutes, if you want that collector's edition, you need to go ahead and order it, folks. It's only on VHS right now. It's going to only be on DVD coming out starting here in just about a month and a half or so. So that's going to be Alamo Draft House downtown on Sunday, the 9th of October at 7 p.m. And then the next night, Monday, the 10th at 7 o'clock, Alamo Draft House South Lamar. And the tickets have always sold out about a week or sometimes 2 weeks beforehand. I haven't really plugged it. I suggest folks go to Infowars.com and buy tickets for either showing now, or you can drop by and buy them at the door now before they sell out. Anything else, Mark?
Oh, I'm working over by Houston, and it'd be nice if you'd come to a movie over there. I could bring a busload of folks.
You know, I want to do that, but what happens is I just... Listen, thanks for the call. Let me explain this. And I don't whine. I don't say this every day now because I want you to know how much I work. I say this so you know why I sound threadbare occasionally. I sound frazzled or frayed or frantic. I got up at 6 o'clock this morning, took a shower, got the children ready for their daily activities and my son for school, and did some research on the web, ate some breakfast, drove to KLBJ, did a couple hours there, drove back, did a little more research for the show, drive to the radio show. When I leave here, I'm going to go swim for 30 minutes so I'm not a disgusting fat body, which I am, because for 5 years I've just sat around working, and I just work better when I exercise, so I'm going to take an hour out, 30 minutes out to do that. Then I'm going to go research, then I'm going to spend time with the family for an hour, then I'm going to go do a TV show. Then I'm going to go leave and work on part two, because part one's almost done for TV tonight, and then the website of the La Reconquista Nightmare and the Plan of San Diego to kill all whites, males by the age of 16. I've got to expose this, and then I got to do that. Then I'm going to go back tonight and start trying to work and continue on the Bohemian Grove expansion that I'm doing. We're going to be showing and then putting out on DVD. Then as soon as that's done, in the next few weeks, I've got to start trying to finish up the British trip I did. We're going to call it Lords of War. I was going to call it Lords of War, but now I found there's a Nicolas Cage movie called that. How about I come up with the same name as Bruckheimer? I've been having this name in my head for a year, and now I didn't hear that inadvertently come up with that name. It's weird. I'm going to call it something else, but the point is this video is coming out. I got to finish that one. I tried to get it out a few weeks before Christmas. I want two new videos out, Expanded Bohemian Grove and this one, because I know the time's short. The New World Order knows the time's short. Beelzebub knows the time is short, and our time is short to warn people, folks. I'm just re-tripling, redoubling everything right now. And so sometimes if I sound like a complete maniac, it's because I'm Mach 10 hair on fire, just in the battle seat, you know, going as fast as I can, in the cockpit, folks, just blasting every enemy outpost I can, smashing them in the info war, trying to get you to smash them, trying to cause a general uprising to resist the New World Order and reinstate the Constitution and Bill of Rights. I mean, we have frothing, devilish enemies that openly say they want to kill us. And they're putting the control grid in right now. And, all right, I said I'd go to calls, and I'm ranting. It's just, can't you feel it, folks? We're on the cusp. We're on the verge. And I mean in the next few years. Maybe even sooner. And just now is the time to fight like we've never fought before. And to just engage the enemy at point-blank range and not care what people say about us and just... I mean, it's for all the marbles. This is for humanity, society, the species. God's watching right now. And I just feel unworthy to even be in this fight, in the position I'm in. I feel humbled. I just try to do the best job I can. And I know it's not the best job. It's daunting. But, I mean, we're given the tools we've got. We've got the tools we've got to work with. And we've got the gifts that God gave us, and that's the best. You know, we've got guts, and guts is enough, like they say in Full Metal Jacket. I mean, that's it, folks. I mean, it just, you're fired, scumbag. Private Joker, you're promoted because you've got guts, and guts is enough. And I know there's people out there who are 10 times smarter and 10 times better than I am, and I want to see you rise up and take action. My job is planting those seeds. for the future fight against this thing. And they may completely take over. We may be in camps. There may be mass exterminations. I'm trying to stop that. We may stop that from coming to fruition. But if it does, generations from now, it'll be the fight for the species. You know, it may get just unbelievably stuff you can't even imagine, folks. So I'm just trying to put this into the body politic now while we've still got time. I mean, you think stuff's dark now, folks. This is milk and honey compared to what we may go into. And groveling and licking boots is only going to ensure they feed on you. It's only going to ensure they chew your innards out, folks. It's only going to ensure they have their way with you. They're mass warping the public's minds right now to serve them. The mass warping is taking place. Torture and evil and every form of perversion is being promoted. Every form of dehumanization is being promoted and normalized and pushed on purpose so they have the giant cadres, the hordes, the armies to carry this out. They have giant supercomputers and people with giant eggheads, you know, New World Order folks with 180 IQs that are literally demon-possessed, working around the clock to enslave you and to figure out how to screw you up and to figure out how to create disease and then to profit from that and control you. But you know what, folks? There's nothing like our species filled with the Spirit of God, energized. We're greater than any supercomputer or any beast system. And just that thriving to resist and that thriving for the species to survive and prevail against this dehumanization and this mass genocide Satan wants to carry out against us. And we've got the tools, folks. And their own people are going to come over to our side. Many of them are not truly serving the dark side. They're going to convert, many of them, at the last minute. We have friends we never imagined. A lot of people we think are our friends are not our friends. A lot of people we thought are our enemies, we will find are our friends. And I don't know the future, but I see the signposts. I see the markers. I've got a good idea what several futures can be and will be or could be, and it's really up to you. All right, Brett, where are you calling from? Thanks for holding.
Hey, I'm calling from Kansas, Alex.
Welcome.
I don't know if you saw it today, but on the top of WorldNetDaily.com, there's an article about how officials are warning of catastrophic flu pandemic. I've been seeing more and more of this, along with the nuke terror drills and such.
We're going to get nuked any minute. This new bird flu is going to kill us. Only world government can save us, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I just see a lot of prepositioning in the media.
And again, what did I say? And I'm not tooting my horn. They use terrorism to put the vice grips in. Then they'll have some controlled plagues to hurt us even into more compact cities. And then once we're totally compact, microchipped, in the slave grids, disarmed, then the mass extermination really begins.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Alex. And also I saw on Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, the thing you were saying about how the SAS had their two goon squads, you know, arrested. And it's just completely obvious what they were doing because the British Army used tanks to knock down a wall to get those two men out. And if they were just undercover soldiers and they were just going to get them out normally, I don't think they'd use tanks to knock down a wall to get them out, if you see what I'm saying.
Well, we're going to talk about that. Listen, it's not twice this has happened. Five times we know of with the British, they've caught Israelis over and over again. I mean, the Marines grab them, beat them up, pull their headdresses off, and it's guys with Stars of David. And it's simple. Our government hires criminals to go make sure things get worse, so they're making billions of bucks every few weeks. I mean, it's a major cash machine. They don't want to win. And the stupid neocon followers can't figure that out. Anything else, Brett?
Nope. You have a great day, Alex.
You too. I mean, why do you think? I mean, Haaretz reported on it. The Jerusalem Post reported, 3 years ago, UPI, that the Israelis have created fake al-Qaeda groups, and they go around bombing Jews. I mean, major Jewish organizations have decried. Folks, Israel took 100,000 of its children, told the parents they were going to have dental work done or they were going to have a new treatment for ringworm done. It's just a fungus that grows and makes your little spot of hair fall out. And they'd radiate them with 5,000, 3,000 to 5,000 times safe radiation levels. Some children died on the table. Now, that's 100,000 children. Now, that's just what the Jewish government would do to its own people, just for some money. That was these, quote, socialist Zionists back in the 50s. And there's no difference with these right-wing ones over there right now. And who paid them to do it? The U.S. government. Now, I mean, folks, do you understand? We're dealing with people that strap down 100,000 little children, little sweet children, and radiate their brains. And because I talk about this, the ADL attacks me on their website. Jews out there should hate the ADL with every fiber of your being. I love those little Jewish children. It makes me sick. We deal with people that radiate children's brains for enjoyment. You don't believe me? Just type it into Google. And they actually write articles about it. Israel and go, well, it's too bad. I mean, do any of you think you're safe? Do any of you think you're safe with these people running things? How stupid are you? The only reason they're not killing us in mass is because we've got guns. The minute they had our guns, folks, they would kill 85% of us. You understand me? The minute they can, they're going to start killing us. The minute they can, they're going to start killing us. Do you compute?
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, InfoWars.com.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
A last-ditch effort to get the mind-controlled, fat, dumb, and happy population to realize that a scientifically crafted plan of total extermination and enslavement for the survivors has been laid for us like a bad Kurt Vonnegut novel. And, I mean, that's really history. One group goes and enslaves the others and kills all the males over a certain age and rapes and plunders, and that's just the norm, and enslaves. And we just sit here stupid, not realizing that you got like these inbred spoil brats that run things, and they just get into really evil stuff. And there is a dark force. There is this true prime mover. That this is what they do throughout all human societies, throughout all civilization. They worship horned demons with big fangs. That's the idols they build, and they cut children's hearts out and drink their blood. And whether it's the Druids, or whether it's the Aztecs, or whether it was the Babylon mystery religions, or whether they did human sacrifices in Hawaii, the Polynesians did it everywhere, throwing people into volcanoes, bashing their brains out. Why? Why does that happen? Why do a leech, when they get control, say, now we will kill, now we will sacrifice, give us your children? What is it? You know, why is it happening? Why do we put up with it? It's just the total exercise of power. It's what the penultimate goal of this elite is. And I'm sorry that's the facts. I'm sorry that scares you. I'm sorry that that makes you want to hide under the pillow. But hide under the pillow doesn't do it, folks. Going out on the field, watching that army march towards you, facing them, just committing yourself, the fear just leaves you. The fear just evaporates. The more you stand up, the more you get involved, the more you exercise those muscles, the more you resist, the better things get. And I just ask you to stand up and fight this. We don't have to put up with this. People are waking up. That's the good news. Let's go ahead and take another call. Who's up next? David Mass. Go ahead, David.
Alex, how are you today?
Good, my friend.
Good Morning America started today running a three-part little series called Made in China, Your Job, Your Future, Your Fortune. And I'm going to record that with the PVR software.
Well, now that it's too late, they're telling us about it?
Well, Diane Sawyer, of course, and all the media pundits are just up there saying, really almost praising it. It's amazing. They're saying, oh, magnificent developments that are happening now in China and all this. And then you got Thomas Friedman, the New York Times supposedly left liberal thinker, saying, oh, there's more people in China that have cell phones than are people in America, and China is not trying to race us to the bottom. They're racing us to the top, and they don't want to work for General Motors. They want to become General Motors.
Yeah, so people.
This is all manufactured. How come our manufacturing base is whittled by over 6 million, and we got all the big corporations? I mean, we're going to be at war with that country, Alex.
Well, that's the setup. It's all staged. Look, do you understand the former CIA section chief? I got to get some guests on about this. 5 years ago on the History Channel, just said, we put Mao in, it was all staged. Now, I already knew that, but they admit it. And it'll be staged. Look, they're the model country because they have mobile execution vans. They're the mobile country because they melt down their political dissonance and sell it to our women, the fat, the collagen. And they're the model. They get the UN award, sir.
That's right.
Our last energies are going to be sucked out for empire and war, and then China is going to be used as the engine to do that. I don't think we're actually going to be at war with them. I think we're going to have stage stuff where we act like, oh, you're bad. Why are you taking those countries? You know, they're the new Soviet Union. And then we'll probably have some stage Vietnam thing with them where, you know, we lose over 20 years or something. Stay there. We'll talk about it. And then Paul Watson's coming up as well. And more calls.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.